Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, How to Listen with Intention, The Foundation of True Connection. Communication and Relationships by Patrick King is a short, practical nonfiction audiobook focused on interpersonal communication, emotional intelligence, and relationship building. As part of the How to Be More Likeable and Charismatic series, it argues that listening is not a passive act, but a deliberate skill that shapes trust, rapport, and social influence. The book is aimed at readers who want to improve everyday conversations, understand people more accurately, and become more effective in both personal and professional settings. Rather than treating communication as mainly about speaking well, it emphasizes presence, observation, and thoughtful response. Its value lies in reframing listening as the foundation of connection. When people feel heard, they are more open, more trusting, and easier to understand. The book therefore serves as a compact guide for anyone seeking stronger relationships through better attention and more disciplined conversational habits. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, listening as an active social skill rather than passive hearing. The central idea of the book is that real listening requires intention, not just physical attention. Patrick King treats listening as an active process of absorbing meaning, noticing emotion, and responding in a way that proves understanding. This matters because many conversations fail not from lack of speech, but from the listener reacting too quickly, filtering everything through personal assumptions, or waiting for a turn to talk. The book pushes against that habit by making listening the primary tool for connection. In practice, this means staying present, avoiding distractions, and treating the other person's words as information that deserves full processing. The point is not silence for its own sake, but engagement that makes the speaker feel recognized. By defining listening as a skill, the book positions it as something that can be improved through discipline, which is useful for people who want better communication without relying on charisma alone. Secondly, using emotional intelligence to read meaning beneath the words. A major theme of the book is that people rarely say everything they mean directly. So effective listening requires sensitivity to emotional subtext. King links intentional listening with emotional intelligence and people analysis, suggesting that tone, pacing, hesitation, and word choice often reveal more than the surface message. This approach helps readers understand what someone may be feeling, wanting, or avoiding, even when the conversation seems ordinary. The practical value is clear in situations where the literal content of a statement is not the whole story, such as uncertainty, discomfort, or indirect requests for support. Instead of assuming that communication is transparent, the book encourages readers to infer carefully and respond with empathy. That does not mean overanalyzing every sentence. Rather, it means recognizing that better listening depends on noticing patterns and emotional signals. This makes the book especially relevant for people who want to become more socially perceptive and less likely to miss what others are really communicating. Thirdly, building trust and rapport by making other people feel genuinely heard. The book presents listening as one of the fastest ways to build trust, rapport, and social closeness. Its logic is straightforward. When people feel heard, they feel respected, and respect is the basis of stronger relationships. King frames this as a practical social advantage in settings ranging from casual conversation to deeper friendships and professional networking. The book emphasizes asking thoughtful questions, giving others room to elaborate, and showing that their answers matter. These habits move the interaction away from self-presentation and toward mutual recognition. That shift can make the difference between a shallow exchange and a meaningful connection. Importantly, the book does not treat rapport as manipulation. Instead, it portrays attentive listening as an ethical and effective way to create comfort and openness, in a genre often focused on speaking techniques. This focus on making others feel valued is distinctive because it identifies the listener's behavior as the main driver of trust, not clever phrasing or performance. Fourthly, using intentional listening to reduce conflict and improve difficult conversations. Another important dimension of the book is its connection between listening and conflict resolution. Many disputes intensify because one or both people feel misunderstood, dismissed, or rushed. King suggests that intentional listening can lower defensiveness by creating space for the other person's perspective before judgment enters the conversation. This does not mean agreeing with everything said. It means understanding the underlying concern before responding. That distinction matters because conflict often becomes more productive when the emotional cause of disagreement is addressed, not just the immediate surface issue. The book therefore encourages habits such as validating feelings, resisting interruption, and listening long enough to identify what is actually at stake. These practices are useful in both personal relationships and workplace interactions, where tone and timing often determine whether discussion becomes resolution or escalation. The value of this topic is that it shows listening as an intervention strategy, not merely a courtesy, making it central to handling tension in a constructive way. Lastly, practical habits that remove common barriers to effective listening. The book is also grounded in everyday behavioral advice that makes intentional listening workable. Rather than presenting listening as an abstract ideal, it focuses on specific obstacles that interfere with it, such as multitasking, impatience, judgment. And here's to interrupt. These barriers are important because they are often subtle and automatic, which means people may believe they are listening while actually only partially attending. King's approach is to replace these habits with concrete conversational behaviors. Stay present. Ask follow-up questions. Listen for emotional cues. And avoid shifting attention back to yourself too early. This makes the book practical for readers who want usable changes rather than broad theory. The strength of this section of the book is its emphasis on consistency. Listening skills improve through repeated small choices, not one dramatic insight. As a result, the book functions as a concise behavioral guide for people who want to become more attentive, more credible, and more effective in ordinary interaction. In conclusion, How to Listen with Intention will be most useful for readers who want to improve their communication by becoming better listeners rather than better talkers. It is especially relevant for people working on relationships, emotional intelligence, social confidence, or professional presence, since the book connects listening directly to trust, rapport, and conflict management. Readers looking for a brief and accessible introduction to these ideas will likely benefit most. Those already familiar with communication theory may find the treatment familiar. But the book still offers value through its clear emphasis on practical behavior being present, noticing emotional undercurrents, asking better questions, and reducing the habits that block understanding. What distinguishes it from many other books in the category is its narrow and disciplined focus. Instead of covering communication broadly, it makes a strong case that listening is the core skill that supports connection, influence, and likability. That focus gives the book a coherent message and makes it easy to apply in daily conversations, where small changes in attention often produce the biggest relational effects. If you would like to support Patrick King, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.